We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today, let's be young tomorrow.
Welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy. I'm here with Dr. Walter Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson. We're the voices of Executive Medicine of America. We're also the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. All right, don't forget we have Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day at the end of the show. It's your chance to win a free copy of one of our books. You got to use this number, though, toll-free, 844-WELL-100. That's toll-free 844-WELL-100. That's 844-935-5100. And our website, stayyoungamerica.com. That's two Y's back-to-back, stayyoungamerica.com. All right, so for all of you that have been considering going under the knife, we have a great show for you today because we have in studio with us Dr. Michael Venemeyer. He's board-certified plastic surgeon and author of the book Plastic Surgery, Myths Dispelled. It's a consumer's guide. I don't care if you're a woman or you're a man, this show is going to be for you because we're going to talk about all realms of plastic surgery and we're going to bust out those myths. But before we get started, I want to just do a little round table here with Dr. Gammon and Dr. Anderson. Just curious, come on, let's be honest here, if you could consider, if you would consider plastic surgery on, and make it PG, please, on any part of your body, what would you do?
Well, I would get an automatic facelift, of course, and then I'd like my neck smoothed out so I look young.
So you look young. All right. Yeah. What about you?
I'd need a little liposuction.
What? Out of where?
Belly.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Love handles.
What do you do? Not. That is insane.
But I'll save for my facelift, and about 60, I'll do the facelift. And we'll find out. 60 for guys, 50 for the chicks.
Yeah, we'll see. Oh, yeah. So I'm like that whole under the neck thing. That's my deal. I mean, that's like my big fear. It's kind of genetic in my family that everybody gets that little under the neck thing. So I'm always looking in the mirror and lifting it up, trying to figure out what the heck is going on there. Why is it falling? And, yeah, that's, I think, what I would do. All right. So, okay, here's another thing, because this is a real pet peeve for me. What message are we sending our kids? A mom came to me a couple years ago. Our kids were in school together. She actually said to me that she was going to get her daughter a boob job. Her daughter was 15. And I was like, I can't believe you're going to do that. She goes, well, I think it's good for her self-esteem. And I had one, and she really wants one. I want to know what you think about that, because I thought that was just crap.
Well, I think from, and we'll get the opinion too, from a surgical, if they're not finished fully developing physically, is, you know, that's not going to give you the right cosmetic outcome. And so it's going to have to come back and be redone. And it should, it's still surgery and should not be entered into lightly. And people start thinking about it, you know, oh, it's just outpatient and not any big deal, but surgery, surgery.
Yeah.
And of course, the child has to be emotionally ready for this type of drastic change as well. So, I don't think it's a really good idea. Of course, there are some exceptions, and I think Dr. Venemeyer will discuss it later on in the show.
Yeah, I mean, okay, there are some exceptions. I'll give you that. But I think we're sending the wrong message to our daughters.
Well, then we should stop putting braces on their teeth, too. I mean, you know, that's just a cosmetic issue.
Well, not always. Isn't it like a bite thing sometimes?
If you eliminated the kids that it has really a functional issue, you'd have about 1% of them needing braces. The rest of the time, it's just parents' vanity because their kid looks goofy compared to the other kids.
Yeah, I know. But
so let's be fair.
It's okay to
do one cosmetic procedure, and it's not okay to do the other.
Well, you can see the teeth in the ear.
Well, it improves their self-esteem.
Okay, you two, stop it.
That music means it's time for Doc Shock. Doc Shock is something we see in the news that we find shocking, or we're shocked that it's just now making the news. I thought this was interesting. It's a new study that came out in JAMA Pediatrics. It showed that broad-spectrum antibiotic use in children under 2 years of age increased their risk of obesity, and especially as the exposure to the antibiotics increased, so did the risk. So the study looked at over 64,000 kids, followed them to age 5, and the increased risk of obesity grew as much as 33%. I thought this was so significant. But it's also interesting because we were just out at Harvard Medical School and we were talking about the flora in the gut. We know antibiotics can make changes to the flora in the gut. And I just want to get your take because it seems like this is a no-brainer. This is what's going on.
Well, this is the future of medicine. The next 10 years, medicine in general is going to have a revolution because of the realization that our puny 26,000 genes compare nothing to the 3 million genes of the bacteria in our gut. And those bacteria are not just sitting there idly. They're turning on and off our genetic code, and they are critical. So I'm not surprised by this study, and there's been all sorts of animal models showing this.
Well, you're right, and ours is too many. We rushed antibiotics on the kids. I mean, they've shown the treatment outcomes in managing otitis media with watchful observation is as good as it is when you do antibiotics. And so,
yeah, unless your kid's screaming because your ear hurts. But right. They did find that the ones that weren't broad spectrum, that were narrow spectrum, didn't have the same problem.
Give them a little shot of whiskey. That takes care of that.
We are not telling you to medicate your kids with alcohol.
It's medicinal.
You're on a roll today, Mark.
Thank you. All right, the music means it's time for the Immortal Minute. Today's Immortal Minute is going back to look at what our average sugars are. We've talked about that in the past and how elevated sugars can lead to inflammation. So now a study linking hemoglobin A1Cs, which is the 90-day average of what one's blood sugar has been, and it actually showed that if they're too low, if they're going down below 5 or 4.8 or below, actually increases morbidity and mortality. So they didn't have a reason for that other than maybe perhaps those people were ill. And then if it got up above 6, the risk of premature morbidity and mortality rose again. So you want to keep it in that narrow range. It's often a test that's not done on part of a routine physical.
It should be.
It is part of our routine physical. And I had a patient today that we were showing her that even though hers was normal over the last couple of years, as she's put on a little weight, it's climbing up.
Creeping up.
Yep. And it was enough to kind of catch her attention and along with some other labs and make some lifestyle changes and start heading the other way.
Well, I just got mine checked yesterday. I'm 5.4. It looks like I'm going to live forever. That's
right.
A good number, right?
That's right where you want it.
Yeah.
5.2 to 5.5.
All right, I want to make sure we're giving a shout-out to our military. We love you guys and gals. We're so happy. We can see the downloads from around the world. We're so happy to bring you a piece of home. Keep doing what you're doing. We really appreciate you. I also want to remind everybody out there about the Suzanne Summers event. We're going to be November 11th at the Bass Performance Hall in Fort Worth, Texas. That's November 11th. It's a Tuesday. So be sure and come out. You can get your tickets at stayyoungatthebass.com. And each week on the Staying Young Show, we bring you information that you can use. Don't go away. When we get back, we're going to have with us our guest, Dr. Michael Venemeyer, author of the book, Plastic Surgery Myths Dispelled. Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. Join me and my co-host as we take the stage with Texas legend Susie Humphries and American icon Suzanne Summers for an evening of laughter, prizes, and education on how you can stay young and stay healthy. Stay Young at the Bass, an evening with Suzanne Summers, is Tuesday night, November 11th, one night only at the beautiful Bass Hall in downtown Fort Worth. This event is made possible by Executive Medicine of Texas and Forever Health, along with event sponsors such as BioT Hormone Pellet Therapy, Fort Worth Star Telegram, and the Fort Worth Business Press. Don't wait. Get your tickets today at stayyoungatthebass.com or call toll-free 1-800-910-3932. One night only for Stay Young at the Bass, an evening with Suzanne Summers. Get your tickets at stayyoungatthebass.com or call 1-800-910-3932. That's stayyoungatthebass.com or 1-800-910-3932.
Stop wondering if you're in good health and come find out. See the experts on preventative and proactive medicine at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their half-day programs include over 80 lab values, multiple diagnostic tests, and expert health advice from the leaders in proactive and preventative health. There's nothing more reassuring than to have a trusted physician look at the big picture and put all the pieces of your health together. There's a reason that so many people travel from all over the world to see the to physicians at Executive Medicine of Texas. Learn more about the Executive Physical Program and yearly concierge packages at Executive Medicine of Texas and visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. 800-910-EXEC. Don't be fooled by executive health programs that offer little more than what you would have with your HMO exam. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of America, where patients fly in from all over the globe. And don't forget, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. It's the trivia question, which is your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection. All you got to do is call in with your information and the correct answer to the riddle. 844-WELL-100. That's 844-935-5100. But today we're talking about plastic surgery, and we have with us a very special guest, Dr. Michael Venemeyer, who has been recognized as one of America's top surgeons by Consumers Research Council of America, and also rated, and I think this is really important, rated really highly by his colleagues in Docs Rate Docs. And, you know, that's the ones that count when the doctors are saying whether you're any good, because sometimes patients can think you're great just because they like your smile or whatever. But when the doctors know, you know, who has the least infection rate, who's doing a good job, they know. So I just want to tell you, I think that's great. And we're really happy to have you in the studio with us, Dr. Venemeyer. And we're going to go over some of the things. But before we start with the questions we want to ask you, tell us what made you want to write the book.
Well, Judy, I got interested in writing the book when I realized that there was a lot of misinformation out there about plastic surgery. So many of my patients were asking me questions that just seemed really out there sometimes. And I realized that there was a need for a book or some sort of information that would help dispel those myths.
Yeah, I think that's really good. Now, you know what I love about the book is you have like diagrams and pictures so people can really understand it. It's not just a bunch of words. They can look at it and go, oh, I get that. Oh, that's where the incision is. That's how it works.
Right, right.
And then you have those little gray boxes that say, here's the myth. And we're going to go through some of those.
Are these the kind of pictures that in the high school library I would go pull the book down and look at?
No.
They're not quite that explicit, but a picture's worth
color.
A thousand words, so it definitely helps a lot.
Maybe if you're 13, these are those kind of pictures.
I still have my National Geographic.
Right. It's a family-safe book.
It is a family-safe book. Okay, so There's a lot of stuff out there. I want to start with this one because this drives me mental. Explain to our listeners the difference between a cosmetic surgeon, which is kind of a joke, and a plastic surgeon.
That is such a great question. I'm really glad you asked it. You know, there are different rules for practicing medicine in the United States and different laws and things like that. And basically, if you're a physician, you've gone to medical school, and then you have your license in a state, you can practice in any area of medicine or surgery that you want. You do not have to be board certified to practice. So hypothetically, someone could do their internship, get licensed, and call themselves a plastic surgeon. And or they could do...
Well, they can't call themselves a plastic surgeon, right? That's where the word cosmetic comes in, because if they say plastic, they actually have to be board certified in plastic surgery.
Well, that's actually not entirely accurate. There are actually
really?
People out there that are calling themselves plastic surgeons that may be OBGYNs, they may be family practice doctors, and so it's sort of deceptive.
We had a case of a dentist up here that was doing breast implants.
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't
and you
crazy?
Hear of that as well. It's insane. But to answer your question, you know, a cosmetic surgeon, we generally call someone a cosmetic surgeon if they don't have plastic surgery training. Plastic surgeons, we tend to refer to plastic surgeons when they are actually trained in plastic surgery by doing a plastic surgery residency and being board certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery.
Which is hard to do.
Which is a lot of work and hard to do. And
how long did it take you?
It was...
But you're like really smart, so you like started when you were 12, right?
Just about, right? But, you know, after medical school, which is 4 years, and then 5 years of residency training... then, you know, I practiced a couple of years before I was eligible to take my boards. And so...
A long time. You know, it's kind of like for you what it is for Dr. Gammon, Dr. Anderson. People say, oh, are you a generalist? And they're like, no. Because you can...
Right.
A generalist is someone that doesn't pass boards. So these guys are board certified.
I was almost a generalist.
Whatever. These guys are sort of board certified. He's just on a roll today.
Yeah,
I don't know,
absolutely.
I don't know what happened to him in family practice, which, you know, as Dr. Anderson likes to say, is worm to sperm or womb to tomb. That's how he describes. Okay, so let's get back to you. So, okay, let's go through this. Facelifts versus Botox and fillers.
Yes. So, you know, a facelift is intended to tighten your neck, improve your jowling, lift up your cheek volume.
Okay, so is that what I need, this little thing?
Well, I have to sort of feel the skin on your neck, but it looks like you have pretty good skin tone. So if you just want to take a little of this out under your chin, we could probably just do a little liposuction. I think
that's where they shove that thing in, suck it out. I saw that on Nip and Tuck, and that's gross.
It's less invasive than a face and neck lift, and it would probably work for you at this point.
Really?
Small incisions, about less than a quarter of an inch long, and
really?
A few little hidden places. Absolutely.
That's tiny.
So that would be a way. That would probably be the way to go at this point for you, because you have really good skin. So take advantage of that.
Yeah, I have great skin because I use that Lifeline stem cell cream. I love that stuff.
Maybe we could do it on air, then our listeners could hear what's going
on. We could video it. We could video it and put it on YouTube.
On air would just sound like a weird sucking sound. So I don't know how entertaining that would be for viewers, but.
But wait, you're going to have to like block out anything I say. Because you know, when you're under anesthesia, you say all kinds of things.
You know, people are always worried about that. It's very fascinating. But I have a lot of patients tell me ahead of time, if I say anything weird under anesthesia.
Don't tell my husband.
Exactly. Don't repeat it. But people rarely say anything that's, you know, compromising.
Yeah. Well, I was under some anesthesia in an office getting something done, and I was like, don't you think Walter's cute? I mean, later the nurses were like, you really do love your husband, because you were just on and on about how cute he was.
True serum.
Good thing it wasn't another name, that would have gotten you in trouble.
Well, one thing we tell patients is, you know, we can slow down the aging process, but we can't reverse gravity. You know, so even if we slow them down from the standpoint of they're not aging and their organs are functioning well, gravity is a force that we haven't conquered yet. So
you're
good for a long time.
Absolutely. And you're getting back to your question about the Botox and filler versus facelift.
That was the original question.
Well, you know, it's a great question because there's so many people doing Botox these days, and it's a fantastic thing, and filler is a fantastic thing, but they just sort of have their application. Like Botox will not lift your face like a facelift will.
Yeah.
But
it just like kills the wrinkles, right?
Because helps with wrinkles around the eyes.
Yeah.
And filler helps replace volume and fill in like the folds underneath your cheeks, your nasolabial folds, your lips, things like that. But they don't have the same effect as a facelift. But when you have a facelift, you still may need Botox and fillers. There's a synergy Yeah. Using them all sort of together.
So they don't replace it, but you may need it in addition to.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a good thing to know.
So Joan Rivers, the deal said if she had one more facelift, she'd have a goatee. Right? So
she said some funny stuff.
When do you need, I mean, it's, I always fear you start down that road and it's like, oh, okay, facelift, fillers, and then it's the next thing. And it's like, you know, once I'm in your door, am I, you know, putting you on retainer for life?
You know,
yeah, do people do that? They just say, here, you know, here's my monthly stipend for your office?
Well, you know, when you have a car, it takes regular maintenance to keep it running well. You need to do oil changes and all that. I know that's sort of a crude analogy, but...
No, we use that analogy all the time.
You know, you don't stop aging. When I do a facelift on you, it might... Let's say we take 10 years off. Well, you're not going to stay...
10 years?
You're not going to stay looking the same.
10 years from now, you're going to be right back there, right?
Exactly. So, you know, as soon as you start healing, you're going to start aging again. And so...
So there's no lifetime warranty, no 60,000 miles.
Absolutely not. You know, and that's why it's important to take care of yourself with all the nutritional things, with good skincare, protecting yourself from the sun. And then if you want to stay looking as good as possible, realistically speaking, it's going to take procedures over time to do that.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm glad you brought this up because I know Dr. Anderson will jump on this bandwagon. Dr. Gammon probably will too. And that is about the whole, why are we looking so old? And I think it has to do a lot with our nutrition. I mean, we have like terrible nutrition.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, there's so many inflammatory things in what we eat. And, you know, inflammation has a tremendous impact on our body. It deteriorates our skin and just the environmental exposures with sun and smoking it wreaks havoc on our bodies.
Yeah. Okay. Before we go to a break, give out your website. You can leave the W's off. Everybody knows about those. What's the website?
It's SouthLakeCosmeticSurgery.com.
Okay. SouthLakeCosmeticSurgery.com. All right. And then... Just real quick, just name them. What are the most common plastic surgery procedures for men?
For men, it would be liposuction, rhinoplasty.
That's the nose.
That's making nose look better. Also, facelifts are very popular with men, and as well as eyelid lifts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, my dad had that done. He had him lifted up. He looked so much younger, but his issue was he couldn't read. You know, they were like drooping down and... And the doctor says, we need to lift those up. He's like, oh, I never thought about it.
That's when it's way past due, when you can't read anymore.
Yeah. But he looks great. I mean, I thought he looked great before, but he really looks great. All right, so I want to remind everybody the Suzanne Summers event at the Bass Performance Hall in Fort Worth, Texas, November 11th. You can get your tickets at stayyoungatthebass.com. That's stayyoungatthebass.com. You know, it's going to be an event. You're going to have so much fun. We're going to be there. Texas legend Susie Humphries will be there. Suzanne Summers. Lots of giveaways. Tons of fun. I think the swag bag, you know, everybody gets one of those. I think the contents of that thing are now over $400 in coupons and products. So, I mean, it's well worth the time, even if we weren't going to have a great time, just to get the swag bag. And, of course, that silent auction, most importantly, for our Wounded Warriors project. I'm really excited to give back. All right, so we got to go to a short break. But don't forget, later this hour, the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Your chance to win a free book. Write down the number, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100, 844-935-5100. Stay tuned, because when we come back, we're going to talk about the Mommy Makeover. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. Join me and my co-host as we take the stage with Texas legend Susie Humphries and American icon Suzanne Summers for an evening of laughter, prizes, and education on how you can stay young and stay healthy. Stay Young at the Bass, an evening with Suzanne Summers, is Tuesday night, November 11th, one night only at the beautiful Bass Hall in downtown Fort Worth. This event is made possible by Executive Medicine of Texas and Forever Health, along with event sponsors such as BioT Hormone Pellet Therapy, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and the Fort Worth Business Press. Don't wait. Get your tickets today at stayyoungatthebass.com or call toll-free 1-800-910-3932. One night only for Stay Young at the Bass, an evening with Suzanne Summers. Get your tickets at stayyoungatthebass.com or call 1-800-910-3932. That's stayyoungatthebass.com or 1-800-910-3932.
Have you felt that nudge?
You know the one where you know you need to get to the doctor for a physical exam, but for one reason or another, you just haven't made it a priority? Don't put it off any longer, and don't settle for a 5-minute exam. People fly in from all over the world to see us, because at Executive Medicine of Texas, you spend a half day with our health and wellness experts. Our exams start with blood tests that yield over 80 separate results, including hormone levels. You also receive a number of other tests, allowing us to evaluate your heart health, your risk for having a stroke, and your cognitive function. Your health is your most important asset. Make your health a priority. You owe it to yourself, and you owe it to your family. Schedule your half-day exam today by calling 1-800-910-3932 or visiting emtexas.com. 1-800-910-3932 or emtexas.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Walter Gammon, co-author of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and partner at Executive Medicine of Texas. I want to talk to the women out there for a moment. The female body starts to change as early as age 30. Finding an adequate balance of hormones is the best way to stay young and stay looking and feeling young. Executive Medicine of Texas is able to do a full assessment of your hormonal levels and make recommendations accordingly. Our two-visit assessment includes 19 laboratory tests, physician assessment, mammogram, and recommendations. If you're a candidate for bioidentical hormones, we'll prescribe a dose that is as individual as you are. Schedule your assessment today and start feeling better tomorrow. Call 1-800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com. That's 800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young Vitamin line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right. Ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to StayYoungVitamins.com. That's StayYoungVitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of America. If you haven't gone to StayYoungAmerica.com, be sure to go there. Write down the number 844-WELL-100. That's 844-935-5100. You're going to need that for Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection. All right, today we're dispelling the myths of plastic surgery with one of America's top plastic surgeons, Dr. Michael Venemeyer. He's right in our backyard. So see, I love this. People fly in, you know, to see us from all over the world. So they can just come in, they can see us, they can get their whatever they want to get done. We've got them fixed up from the inside out and we send them on their way. It's a great plan.
Do you have an office in Cancun?
That is a great idea. I don't at this point, but we'll
I think
see
we should
next
get
week.
One too.
Do your evaluations here, and then I can go down to Cancun and recuperate.
Maybe we should all move our operations to Cancun.
I think that's a great idea. But I don't know. Is there like crime there right now? See, we got to find a safe place where there's, you know, no Ebola, there's no crime. It's getting smaller and smaller, isn't it?
It is indeed.
All right, so I got a question for you. What's your favorite procedure to perform, and why?
You know, it's really tough to say what my favorite procedure is because I enjoy doing a lot of different procedures because I like variety. But if we talk about the face, I'd say that rhinoplasty is probably one of my favorites.
Really?
Because, yeah. It's incredibly detailed, and it's like sculpting because you're trimming and moving cartilages, and a millimeter makes a difference.
Oh, yeah.
So it's incredibly satisfying to do rhinoplasty. And when you do rhinoplasty on someone – it changes the entire appearance of their face, and they just look like a better version of themselves.
Yeah.
So they don't look like a different person or anything. They just look more attractive, more youthful, like a better version of themselves.
You know, years ago, I worked for this doctor who shall remain unnamed, but in the area, and he came in, he took some days off, said he was going boating, and then he came back and he had this big bandage on his nose, and he said, you know, the mast hit him and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And after, like, he took it off, and I was like, okay, no, you look so different. So I pulled up the medical directory at the hospital, and I went in his office and said, you got a nose job, because we'll keep it quiet. I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, everyone in the world is going to notice this.
That's what
because he looked so different, but he looked good.
That's one of the oldest tricks in the book, the mast hitting you in the face.
Is that what most of them say?
Definitely, yeah.
I love that.
So let's talk about breast reductions now, especially for discomfort for women. And also, do you ever do it for men?
Yes, absolutely. So breast reduction is an incredibly popular procedure because it really helps with back and neck pain. A lot of women get large breasts. They're either born that way or it just develops over time. And they have a tremendous amount of back and neck pain that really makes it difficult to exercise. And they're constantly taking Tylenol or Advil.
That's no good for them.
It's not. So, you know, doing a breast reduction, we can remove the extra breast tissue and make breasts a lot perkier. There's a huge cosmetic component to this procedure as well. So your breasts look better, perkier, and are more proportionally sized to your body.
Okay, I wonder if all women do this. Stand in front of the mirror and like take their fingers up right above their shoulders and just lift them up and go, it turns sideways.
No, is that a medical term, perkier? I never saw that in any textbook.
Right. You know, the medical term
it's
is...
It's in his book.
It is. The medical term is ptosis, but no one knows what that
ptosis?
Is. Ptosis? Yeah, nobody knows what that is. Everyone
that's
understands
terrible.
Perky.
Yeah. Everyone knows what perky is, but yeah.
So,
ptosis.
Yes. So I like to use terms that patients can understand.
All right. So go back to earlier we were talking about, you know, these kids getting boob jobs.
Right.
And so what's your, this is when it would be acceptable.
So any patient who's facing cosmetic surgery, first of all, needs to be fully developed, as you mentioned before, and also needs to be mature enough to make a decision, because an elective procedure, there's risks, just like any other surgery that you could have. And so someone walking into that really needs to understand what the risks are and be able to make that decision for themselves. And if you're too young, you really can't. You don't have the maturity. So the bottom line is that where I would normally draw the line for a cosmetic breast augmentation, the youngest would be 18. And that would have to be a very mature 18-year-old who really has her head on straight and understands.
Like maybe just didn't even get boobs, right? I mean.
Right. And it's fully developed, you know, isn't changing. The only time.
I should call them breasts.
Breasts.
But the listeners, I'm sure, just, you know, are so used to hearing the other words.
Of course, of course. But, you know, with younger than 18, the indications for breast surgery would be if someone actually had very large breasts for a reduction.
Yeah.
We occasionally
or uneven,
would do that.
Right?
Or asymmetry, right? So with augmentation, we're actually using implants. And someone who's maybe around 16 who has significant asymmetry where they might have a double D cup on one side and an A cup on the other, that's incredibly difficult to look normal in clothing.
Can you take some out of one and put it in the other? I mean, I was thinking maybe, you know, if I needed to do something, I could take it out of my rear end and put it somewhere else. I mean, does that really work?
Well, in these cases, we tend to use implants. However, fat grafting and breast augmentation is a technique that's sort of gaining momentum, where you can literally take it from one place, like your tummy, and have it injected into your breasts. And that's used more and more these days.
You know, we talked about Suzanne Summers, and she had breast cancer and had a lumpectomy. And so she had a procedure, got it approved as a research protocol, where they took fat out of her buttocks, if you know about this, and exposed it to, I call it the mush, and some stem cell guy came over from Japan, and they showed him kind of mixing the swirl. And then they had the video showing her plastic surgeon.
You can see it
basically
on YouTube.
Yeah, using like a caulk gun, you know, and,
right.
And he's just filling it in, and then he did a scar revision on top, and she's like, you can't even tell anything ever happened. And when she'd had the surgery, you know, to remove the lump 15, 20 years prior, you know, they were talking about doing abdominal muscle pull-throughs and all kinds of reconstructive, and she said, nah, just I don't want any of that because of potential complications. And she kind of held out long enough till she got the procedure that came along. Is that type of stuff coming around in the United States?
It is. There are a lot of techniques that are evolving, and we're getting better and better at doing things in a less invasive way. But a lot of the big surgeries are still the old standbys that work very well and are reliable. And a lot of the newer techniques where we're using fat grafting are, we're still getting good at them. And so it's not as mainstream as the traditional techniques still are.
All right, so going back to the myths, because there's so many in the book. I want to tell everybody that this is a great book. And, you know, I love the myths, and you can bust them out. And this seems to be one. I've heard this. I didn't know this was a myth, that you cannot have kids after you have a tummy tuck. But you say you can.
Absolutely. So one of the important parts of a tummy tuck is bringing the six-pack muscles back together in the middle. It's called a diastasis. Basically, the six-pack muscles stretch apart, and you get this bulge in your tummy. People call it the pooch.
My cat has that.
Okay. So your cat might need a tummy tuck.
I was thinking that maybe I should bring my cat.
Don't they run the risk of having it happen again?
Correct, yeah. If you would have a pregnancy after a tummy tuck, the diastasis would probably come back. You'd get separation of the six-pack muscles again.
But you're not going to rip open. I think that's the myth that everybody thinks, oh my gosh, I had a tummy tuck, I'm pregnant, I'm going to rip open. That's not true.
No, you're just going to get recurrence of that bulging.
So how many times can you put that back together?
Well,
I'm just curious.
I'm not aware
after
of there
each
being,
kid.
Yeah, I'm not aware of there being an actual limit. But
what's your limit?
The less you have to do,
lady,
it, the
quit
better.
Having kids. Yeah. Right?
Wait till you're done and you do it once.
Exactly. Wait until you're finished having children before having your tummy tucked.
Till then, you get a drawer full of Spanx.
What's your? Yeah, there you go. How do you know about those, by the way? I was just curious.
They have them for men.
They have Spanx for men as well.
They do not.
They do too.
Really? Is it like a shirt?
Exactly.
Like holding the man boobs and squishing the love handles?
Yep.
Do they have those things? Because, you know, I saw...
Walter just left. I think he was embarrassed.
I saw these in a magazine, too, that they have, like, padded butts.
Right.
Like, have you seen these? So have you ever put a butt on? Because, I mean, if you can take butt donations, I can go buy and...
I do that for snowboarding.
There's, butt augmentation has become incredibly popular. So we have implants that are actually buttock implants. They're sort of like breast implants, but different for buttocks. And then we also do fat grafting to the breast. That's actually an area where fat grafting is often used, where we take it from your tummy and inject it into your butt.
Really?
Absolutely.
I'm just curious what that person looks like. You know, that has a stomach, but they don't have any butt.
Well, some very,
Is that the pear?
That's called white man.
It's some very, very thin people.
All right, we'll have to cut that word out.
Some very thin people have almost no projection to their butt. So they have a very flat butt, and they want some roundedness to it that looks maybe more feminine. And then some people lose a tremendous amount of weight. So massive weight loss patients will
then
lose so much
skin,
of their body fat.
Right?
They have this extra sagging skin, and they have no butt volume.
Okay, this is a good point. So the people that go and get, what is that called?
Bariatric
stuff. Do you like have to then cut their skin and put them back together so they're not drippy skin?
Absolutely. After they lose a significant amount of weight, I mean, if you lose 80 or 100 pounds, your skin just hangs off of your body. And so they need all kinds of procedures like tummy tucks, thigh lifts, arm lifts, breast lifts, in order to
put
get rid
off.
Of the extra skin and get their shape looking good.
Because I guess your skin, as you gain weight, your skin, this is another reason not to get over obese. Your skin
older.
Just stretches and stretches and stretches.
Correct. Yeah. So and then it doesn't snap back.
What's the time frame, you know? I usually tell patients that are considering bariatric, they always want to know, when can I get the plastics? I say, usually they'll tell you when you've maintained a steady weight for over a year.
I agree. It's good to be a stable weight so that you know you're going to be able to maintain that before going under the knife for cosmetic surgery.
All right. Loved having you on the show, Dr. Michael Venemeyer.
Going under the knife.
Give out your website real quick.
It's SouthlakeCosmeticSurgery.com.
Okay, fantastic. We got to go to a break. Don't forget, when we come back, our Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Your chance to win a free book. Write down this number, 844-WELL-100. The website, StayYoungAmerica.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. If you're a man or woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. So forget the shots and those messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT, biohormone pellet therapy that is more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. So call us at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Call us today at 817-552-4300.
4300.
Hi, this is Suzanne Summers. If you're ready to find a new way to age and take charge of your health, join me on November 11th at Stay Young in the Bath, an evening with me, Suzanne Summers, brought to you by Executive Medicine of Texas, BioT Hormone Therapy, and Forever Health. Tickets are available at stayyoungatthebath.com or by calling 800-910-3932. That's stayyoungatthebath.com or call 800-910-3932. Seating's limited, so get your tickets today.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
The Stay Young Vitamin line is designed to keep you healthy and active by providing only the highest quality of ingredients without unnecessary fillers and additives. Have you looked at the supplements at the store lately? Flashy bottles filled with pills that have artificial sweeteners and colors. Not exactly what you need to get and stay healthy. The Stay Young Vitamin line has everything from children's supplements and prenatals to multivitamins and even specific products like resveratrol. But the best part is the Stay Young Vitamin line is free of things you don't need, like artificial ingredients that do more harm than good. Many of our supplements are also vegetarian and free of things like dairy, yeast, and gluten. For more information, visit StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. Stay Young Vitamins, 1-800-910-3932. StayYoungVitamins.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit StayYoungVitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy. I'm here with Dr. Walter Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson. We're the voices of Executive Medicine of America. You can visit us on the web at StayYoungAmerica.com. That's two Y's back to back. StayYoungAmerica.com. You can download past shows by going to iTunes. Don't forget, you can. There's a link on StayYoungAmerica.com, or if you just have iTunes on your phone, search the Staying Young Show. Also, write down the website and the phone number you're going to need, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-935-5100. You're going to need that for the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, today we've got Jacob. He's a listener out of California. Jacob, we're happy to have you on the show.
Thanks. Good to be on the show.
All right. All right, so the doctors are going to go back and forth just to refresh your memory here. They've got a couple questions. Sometimes they're hard. Don't freak out if you don't get it right. We're just going to have a little fun here. And you earn points. And when you earn points, then we give you stuff.
So, okay, sounds good. Sounds good to me.
All right, here we go.
All right, so we'll keep on topic with the exception of the first question, but just so it helps with our listeners, and we'll give you plus or minus 5 years. What's the average lifespan for a male in the United States?
A male in the United States. I'm going to go with 65.
A little bit low.
Oh, so sorry.
Man,
so,
everybody's
you're very
on
65. I better get my coffin ready.
How old are you, Jacob?
I just turned 20.
Okay, so 65 sounds really old, right?
Correct answer. Correct answer.
I'm 65.
The correct answer is 77 and a half.
Hey, which is up. It used to be, you know, a lot lower than that.
And it's still 35th in the world.
Wow.
Okay.
Solid processed food.
Jacob, I'm going to give you a layup here. This is an easy one. Which city in the United States does the most cosmetic procedures per capita?
The most cosmetic procedures. I'm going to go with Miami.
No.
Number two. That was number two.
Number two.
That's nip and tuck got you there.
It's Beverly Hills.
Oh. See, yeah. I would have guessed that he was right. So, okay, here we go. Here's another one.
Our show is on, you know, cosmetic and plastic surgery, so that's why these questions are kind of geared to that. So the next one is the most common cosmetic procedure in the U.S. in 2013. And being the young man that you are, you would very much appreciate that this is the number one procedure in the United States.
I'm going to go with breast implants.
That's correct.
See, wasn't he very polite? He said breast implants, not boob job. That's very good for a 20-year-old. All right, how many points should we give him since he's behind the eight ball? Yeah, give him 30?
Sure.
That's a good one. Okay, we're going to give you 30 points.
We're trying to give you presents.
You got to get to 40 to get something. Here we go.
Oh, boy. Pressure's on.
This one's a little tougher. A blepharoplasty. Okay. A blepharoplasty is a procedure on what part of the body? Blepharoplasty.
That is a hard one. He's 20s. I got to know this.
I'll go. Do I just have to guess the part?
Guess the body part.
I'm going to go with something on your face.
We'll give it to you. It's the eyelids.
Yes.
All right, so we can't give him resveratrol because he's 20. What should we give him? I'll send you something.
I'll get you some multis.
Yeah, you some multivitamins out of the Stay Young vitamin line.
Oh, that sounds great. Perfect.
Last question. Liposuction involves using a vacuum device to suck out what?
Fat.
Bingo.
Nice.
Correct.
Okay, good. We're going to send you some vitamin D, too. So we're going to send you a multivitamin with some extra vitamin D out of the Stay Young vitamin line. So for our listeners, you can order your Stay Young vitamins, pharmaceutical-grade supplements at stayyoungvitamins.com. Yeah, you're fun. That was good. You did good. They were hard. Do you think they were hard?
Yeah, I'm a little pressure. I guess.
You know, it's a lot easier when the listeners are out there listening. They're like, I know that. Well, it's a lot harder when you're on the phone, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, as you get older, you'll be very aware of the lifespan of the American male.
Let's hope I make it past 65.
Yeah. You will.
I should.
You know, they already have said that the babies born today, most of them will exceed their 100th birthday. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so it looks like you're probably going to hit like 90 because you're 20.
That's good. That's good. I sure hope so.
All right, thanks, Jacob. And we'll get these out to you. Thanks for playing.
All right, thanks so much for everything.
Uh-huh. Okay, he was fun.
He was fun.
You know, so funny. 65.
Oh, my God.
That was great.
And when they're talking about the cosmetic procedures for old guys, you laughed, and then they're throwing you under the bus at 65.
We never did get an answer as to whether men have breast reduction surgery.
Oh, he said yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he just didn't get in the explanations. But, you know, I mean, I think a lot of that comes out in the hormones because a lot of times you'll have guys come in with what we call man boobs. Moobs. and really, it's a hormone imbalance. They have too much estrogen.
They have too much estrogen, and you can treat it with medication.
Yeah, so just a blocker. And I know you've done that many a times, and guys are like, wow, I have my body back, you know, just balancing those hormones out.
That's right.
So,
well, that music means that it's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender has swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it.
In his little car.
And we've been talking about cosmetic surgery. Double D still just has a different meaning.
Yeah, Dementia Defender had to fight past the producer, Jim, and here he is. Are you ready for this week's riddle, Dr. Anderson?
Of course.
Okay. What occurs once in every minute, twice in every moment, yet never in 1,000 years? Let me repeat that. What occurs once in every minute, twice in every moment, yet never in 1,000 years.
All right. I don't know. But if you know, then you need to be sure to go to stayyoungamerica.com. That's stayyoungamerica, two Y's, back-to-back.com. And you can send your answer to us on the Contact Us form there. Or you can call us at 844-WELL-100. That's 844-935-5100. 844-WELL-100. Give us your information. We need your name. We need your address and phone number and your answer to the riddle. You gotta leave all of that. Don't call and say, yeah, I want the book and hang up. This is how you get a free copy of the book. And we're gonna ship it to you free. We're gonna give it to you free, but you gotta get it right. That's just our way of saying thank you to our listeners and the people that participate in the show. It's a lot of fun to hear your answers, and sometimes they're really creative. So love that. But you know, before we let you go today, I just want to remind you that there are almost 200 shows for free on iTunes with all kinds of topics. I mean, you name it, we've talked about it. Lots of great stuff. You can go to iTunes.com. You can search the Staying Young Show, or you can go to our website, StayYoungAmerica.com, and there's actually a link on there, StayYoungAmerica.com. And I always want to tell you at the end of the show, because we always get calls after, the things that we mention, if you want to write these down, the Stay Young Vitamin line is StayYoungVitamins.com. And the stem cell cream, the Lifeline stem cell cream, which I, you know what, I gotta admit, I really liked him telling me how good my skin was. And I was like, yeah, that's because I use the stem cell cream. And I get a lot of compliments on my skin. It makes me feel good. Cause you know, after 40, a lot of your girlfriends are complaining, you know, about their skin. So.
That's right. That's right. I have to contemplate whether I'm going to get a facelift or
maybe
not.
Maybe we can get a twofer, because I really want to get this little chin thing. We can make it a date.
All Dr. Right. Anderson's just shaking his head here. Mark,
there's a reason they call it radio. It doesn't matter in the booth.
You know, it's amazing. A lot of people that are on radio, when they go on TV, they don't look so good. Of course, we would look fantastic.
We would look fabulous. We're going to look really good on the stage at the Bass Performance Hall in Fort Worth on November 11th with Suzanne Summers. We're going to be there, and we're going to be talking to you about she's going to be talking about a new way to age. We're going to be giving away a lot of prizes and having a great time. Matter of fact, that swag bag everybody gets has got contents, it's coupons and products over $400. So, and you know what? I'm going to tell you about a little secret coupon code too. So if you go to stayyoungatthebass.com to get your tickets, and you put in this coupon code, Stay Young, which is our coupon code, you're going to get $10 off your ticket. So we don't give this out to everybody, but we're going to tell you to our loyal listeners. So you go to stayyoungatthebass.com, you put in the coupon code Stay Young, knocks $10 off your price of admission to that. And that's Stay Young at the Bass, November 11th with Suzanne Summers. And I don't think I got to the Lifeline website. I mean, we get so many calls about this. It's stayyoungskin.com if you want to get that stem cell cream. Great, great stuff. And then also Facebook, we are always putting up the studies we talk about, stuff we don't even get to on the show. Lots of great medical information on our Facebook page. You can look us up as Stay Young Media Group on Facebook. But that's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of America. For more information, go to that website, stayyoungamerica.com, and be sure to join us right here on the Staying Young Show as we bring you information that you can use.
We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today, let's be young tomorrow.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare. And they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.